Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
new,
It's the same old devil using another method, but he's still behind it. You need to watch and pray like never before. Say, Lord, anoint my eyes to see, and Lord, anoint my ears to hear, so I can see you in the midst of everything that's going on around about me. Help me to keep my focus. As I said, there's an assignment from the hands of the enemy to destroy the synagogue. And as we look around in our country and our nation, Christianity is being outlawed, and you can see it all around about us. You know, like I said, the enemy wants to kill the saints. He wants to, if he get rid of us, then he can get rid of the people. But if the leaders would return back to God, and then the hearts of the leader, the people, will return back to God, because the people have gotten their focus off of God and got their focus on man. So if we can get the leaders to turn their hearts back to God, then they can preach the gospel. How can you hear without a preacher, the word of God say? And how can they preach except for God send them? But if you don't preach it, then the people can't receive it. So we know that there's a lot going on in the body of Christ today. The word of God is not being preached like it was from the beginning. So the enemy has used that subtle deceit, as he used on Adam and Eve, to change their belief system. Please don't let the enemy change your belief system like he did Adam and Eve. That was the purpose for Jesus coming, to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. And as I just said, there's this new age teaching going around even in the world and in the church to destroy us. The church could be shut down or even burned or even bombed. You know, the enemy assignment also is to capture the youth to what? To retrain, to reprogram them to become what? Slaves to this world. So if the parents and the leaders and the preachers don't preach what the young people need to hear today, we're going to have a total lost generation, not knowing the true and living God. I was thinking about even with Karen Clark, you know, we see how, you know, she was brought up in the house of God, and now they doing these reality shows, and got her whole family up there, her son, and he don't even want to hear about Jesus or hear anything about the church. It is so sad, because you're causing your children to pass through the fire, and we don't want that, you know. So it's to reframe and retrain these youth. We need to take them back to the word of God. Everything else is going down but the word of God. Everything you need is in the word of God. That's what the devil knows. He recognizes that. That's why he's coming with this new age doctrine. Now you got pastors that are saying you no longer, there's no longer a heaven, there's no longer a hell. Look at Carton Pearson. Yeah, I mean, he preached for years about heaven and hell, but now he don't believe in heaven or hell. It is so sad, because people got their focus off of God and they're looking to these leaders. But you need to get into the word of God. And even in that, you have to be very, very careful. Let us go back to the basic foundation. I was reading today that there's like 27 Bibles out. Ooh, that is a lot of poison. There's some truth. You know, the enemy will give you some truth. That's what's so dangerous about it. But we need to stick to the King James Version of the Bible. All this New Age things, and people are not doing investigating who's behind these Bibles, where did it come from, what do they believe. But we know that the Word of God in the King James Version is still the same. We have to stick to what we grew up on, you know. We can't get hooked up with all these, it's going to make it a little better for the kids to understand. I'm telling you, the word of God said he that needs understanding, let him ask of God. We were young. what did we do? We went into the Word of God and we prayed, and He's opened up our understanding and He's directing our path on today. The same thing He did for us, He will do for the youth today. But like I said, now in the house of God, we heard the pastor say, oh, we got to do something to get the young people in the house of God. Oh, now we got the young people in the house of God with the same thing that they had on the outside of the house of God. You brought it inside the house of God. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what poison we have given to our youth. They don't know which way to turn when they look at the church today. Oh, we got a lot of work that needs to be done that only you can do if you get in the Word of God. The countries are abandoning prayer. The Bible's out of our classroom. Anything related to Christ, Lord, have mercy on the church. The Antichrist spirit is working hand in hand beside the church. But we must stay alert. Watch and pray and fast and seek God like never before. There's no morals. There's no standards. There's no holiness. I'm telling you, when they reframe the children's mind, they bring it in the 70s, they say, oh, I mean, we had a pastor on the Ready Church talking about taking it back to the 70s. Flashlight. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, there's going to be a light that's going to flash before you. Oh, and everybody's going to see where the enemy has taken you. But you don't have to let them do it. I'm telling you, we got to get all this mess, all these strange doctrines and teachings out of the house of God and return back to the true and living God before time is too late. Time is winding up and winding down. Everything is going down but the Word of God. Run for your life like never before. I'm telling you, we as the body of Christ have so much that we need to do. There's no more people talking about salvation, no talk about deliverance, no talking about a pure and clean life and a clean lifestyle of living. No talk about Jesus. Twisted mind. That's what the enemy wants to do. The Word of God said a double-minded person is unstable in all of his ways, not some of his ways. There's a lying spirit. There's a seducing spirit. There's doctrines of devils everywhere trying to move you from the basic foundation of the Word of God. Let us contend for the faith that was once given to the church. I mean, there's just so much. We got the Illuminati, you know, and they're working behind, you know, darkness. They have a darkness agenda, you know. It's they're very secretive type group, you know, occults everywhere, practicing, you know, witchcraft everywhere. Witchcraft in the pews. Witchcraft in the church. Oh, Lord, have mercy on the body of Christ. You know, people want to be superstars now. But Jesus is only the bright and morning star. He's the star. Don't worry about these trying to set anything here on earth that's going to rot and fade away. I know you're seeing people getting their trophies. It's all about your trophies now. It's all about your money. It's all about the fame and your name. The devil is a liar. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Come on, wake up. Shake yourself. Return back to God before time is too late. Like I said, the people are doing the 70 dances in the house of God. We did that mess when we were saved. When Christ comes in, he renews you. He renews your mind. He'll give you a new mind. Your desires to do those lustful dances and cussing and pastor saying F you. And it's just so much stuff going on in the house of God. All return before time is too late. God is giving you a chance. New mercies today. Yesterday's gone. What you did on yesterday that wasn't right, God will forgive you on today if you just cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. That's what he wants you to do is to just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me to get my eyesight back on track before time is too late. People are, you know, just want wealth, and they want fame, and they want their names in light. Oh, what would a man give in exchange for your soul? Your soul is the most valuable thing that you have. What would you give in exchange for your soul? 15 minutes of sex outside of marriage. What would you give in exchange for your soul today? We're trying to shake you and to awaken you to go back to the basic foundation of the word. The word of God says you have ears and cannot hear, eyes and cannot see. Oh, wake up before time is too late. There's a saying that the Spirit of the Lord has departed from a lot of these churches because of the stuff that's going on inside. Ichabod is on the door, which means the Spirit of the Lord has departed. But you don't have to let the Spirit of the Lord depart from you today. While the blood is still yet running warm in your vein, while you can still hear the cry of Jesus, he's tugging at your heart and he's tugging at you and saying, oh, give your life to me today. Today is the day of salvation. Today, yesterday is gone. And we just thank and praise God for his goodness on today. As I said, there's so much taking place in the house of God. The Illuminati, you know, they own a lot of stuff. They own almost all the national banks, international banks, and oil businesses and everything. And the president, you know, is owned by them. You know, it's just so much going on. And every time I come on here and I have so much on the inside of me that I just can't get it all out. But God is still good. He knows my heart and he knows that I want to see people saved for real. I want you to get back on track before time is too late. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. Oh, you got to run for your life. You got to think back. Only eight was saved in Noah's day. You know, he was preaching. He preached for 120 years trying to warn people that the flood was coming, that the rain was coming, and people didn't want to hear him, and people don't want to hear me today. But I'm going to keep on preaching and crying out loud with a loud voice, shouting, you know, like a trumpet on today. Hopefully that you will hear the cry of God saying, come to Jesus while you have the chance, before time runs out on you today. I know you know that the hearse wheel is rolling every day, all during the day, every minute, every second, somebody is gone. But it's about where you're going to spend eternity when you leave here. Oh, yes, we here at the Ready Church is trying to help you to keep your focus. And if you've gotten your focus off, asking God to renew you and restore you back to him before time is too late. Oh, yes, Jesus is soon to come. I tell you, it's just so much that we could talk about. You know, I want to go to, let's go to Revelation chapter. No, let's go to Zacharias chapter 11 and verse. Oh, 15. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instructions of a foolish shepherd. This is what's taking place. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still, but he shall eat of the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Verse 17 said, woe to the idle shepherd that leadeth the flock The sword shall be upon his arms and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Oh, my God, look at where the body of Christ is today. We have shepherds that are not teaching the people the truth in this last hour. We better run like never before. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of you on today. You may say, oh, I've done some horrible things. I've done some things that nobody else knows, and I know that God would not forgive me. But there is nothing that you've done that our God won't forgive you on today. We want you to seek God like never before. Get alone with him. Talk to him and let him talk to you. Oh, he's a personal Jesus on today. I tell you, it looks like, you know, nobody wants to hear about the name of Jesus. But, oh, I declare his name is just as powerful as it was over 2,000 years ago. Oh, like I said, he kept preaching 120 years that the rain was coming and that the flood was coming. And, oh, yes, we here at the Reddit Church is coming to tell you that Jesus, oh, yes, he is coming. And he's coming soon. But will you be ready? Oh, yes, there's two facts. There's a fact you was born, and surely there's a fact that you will die. But one thing for sure, you don't have to leave here without Jesus. You can get your basic instructions before leaving earth, and that is from the word of God on today. Oh, yes, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church on today. I tell you, I love the Lord on today. I also thank and praise God for the young lady that we had on a couple of weeks ago about dangerous impressions. I'm telling you, oh, my God, we just want to get the word out that people need to know that Jesus is real. We just heard on yesterday there was a young lady that just beat her grandmother to death. She was 16 years old. Oh, my God. People are having conferences and having baby doll conferences, just foolishness. Oh, my God, a baby doll conference. I was even reading on today where Dee Dee Freeman is getting ready to turn 50, and she's going to give away 1,500 gifts for her birthday. Oh, my God, these are supposed to be spiritual leaders for people to find Jesus. Oh, where is Jesus? I know he's saying, where is my body on today? Oh, my God, we better get back to the basic foundation, which is the word of God. I know they're saying you can do what you want to do, but that's not what the word of God says. He said you must deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. Oh, yes, that means you got to give up everything. You can even, I'll take your mind back to Lot's wife. When Jesus told Lot to get his family and get out, I tell you, Lot's wife, he told him, don't look back. But the reason why she looked back only was because she hadn't given up everything. She looked back and turned to a pillar of salt today. But you know, when God said come out, he wants you to deny everything and give up everything and follow him on today. I tell you, the reason why she turned to a pillow of salt, because she still had some oldies but goodies on the inside, huh? Yeah, just like these preachers are preaching, and they're doing the line dance, and they're doing the jerk, and they're doing the twist in the house of God, because that's what was in them. Oh, yes, T.D. Jakes and the rest of them, they didn't have everything they need if they had anything. Because truly, Jesus will keep you. He said, I'm able to keep you from falling if you will keep your mind stayed on him on today. We're here at the Ready Church. We're here trying to help you to be ready when Jesus comes. God bless you, the Ready Church. The phone lines are now open to you. You can call us at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. I tell you, I want to be ready when Jesus comes, and I don't want to be selfish and go alone, but I'm trying to take somebody else with me. Oh, yes, I will be calling on the name of Jesus until I die. I will serve the Lord until I die. God bless you. We have a caller.
818-691-7304. Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Don't Adam is sore.
Praise the Lord. Call, are you there? 818-691-7304. God bless you. Call, are you there?
Oh.
Call
okay.
Out there. God bless you. Are you there? Might need the next caller. Call, are you there? 818.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I would like to thank the Lord tonight for the Ready Church. It's just a blessing to know that there are still true apostles in this last hour who really care about the souls of people. And I thank God for you all tonight. I was reading in the Word in Galatians 1 and 6 where it says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, let that then what we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And I was just thinking about that word, that these people who are listening to these other, you know, reading these other Bibles, they're being cursed by what is being preached to them and what they're being taught. So it's just a blessing to be able to hear someone still crying out and still spreading the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight. And I just thank God for you all.
God for you, dear. I'm just trying to do the work of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, God. We know that the true apostles went in and they were concerned about the spiritual state of a man. And what you have today, you have a lot of prosperity preachers. They don't care about the soul of man in this last hour. But I thank God that God still has those who will cry loud and spare not and lift up their voice like a trumpet.
Honey, I'm telling you, it's so sad when you look around at the church today, you know, It hurts you and it makes you feel sad out of Christ is today. But we just thank and praise God that we're still holding on to truth. Everything else is going down but the word of God, isn't that right?
Yes. Thank God for the true word. You can't pick up any Bible. I had a Bible that was the entire living Bible, but as I looked in the continent, it's got in here that it's under the Library of Congress catalog card. So we know that man has put his footprints in the Bible and that you are not getting the Word of God on today. You're getting these philosophers that are writing the Bible, and it's saying that this Bible has been printed like 8 different times. So people are adding and they're taking away from the Word of God, which the Word of God warns us not to do that.
Well, one thing for sure, I'm just going to stick with the Word of God. What I start with is what I'll end with.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you all sharing that.
And praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And God, we pray for the listeners on today. We pray that their hearts would be open to receive in this last hour. has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we thank you on today. We pray for salvation and deliverance in this last hour. We know that you're still Almighty God, and you can do anything but fail on today. And we just thank you that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. And you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. God bless you.
God bless you, Ready Church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
We have another caller. You there?
Hello.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Oh, God bless you. Hello, Ready Church. The Lord is so good. I just was listening to you, and I was thinking, I wish that she could stay on for an hour, because it is just a blessing to hear truth. Oh, my Lord, it's just a blessing to hear someone just preach the truth in the Word of God, and not, no, there's no fluff. You're not trying to entertain. You're not trying to impress anybody. But just the fire that's shut up in your bones is coming across the airways, and it is just a blessing, and I just bless God for you.
And I bless God for you, too. I just thank God for you, and I thank God for your ministry, and I just thank him for all your articles, and we will be having you back real soon. I tell you, people need to hear truth, and the only way they're going to hear it is we stand up and speak truth. Ain't that right?
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Because the people that are in the positions for people to hear over the television and in these huge churches nowadays, they're not preaching truth. They're preaching those things that feel good gospel. Keep the money coming in. And,
That's not what it's about.
Souls are being lost every day. People are dying and going to hell, and you know, you're telling me how to get my business started, and you know, it's so sad because there's so much information. I was looking on your site today, and I was looking at the thing on Herman Murray and his dog, and I thought, wow, really? You know, you would take up time to deal with that? I mean, it's an animal. This is not even, they don't even have souls.
That's right.
You know, and it's people that people are losing their lives without Christ, and you know, we shouldn't waste time on stuff. I understand that people get attached to their animals, and to some people the animals are like children. But come on, you know, you look at these kids in the streets, and I just sometimes when I'm at work downtown, I see some of the young boys walking up and down the street, and some of the young girls and how they're dressing now that the, you know, summertime is coming, and it's like, wow. And you want to talk about what to wear to your dog's funeral? I was absolutely appalled.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh, yes. I mean, there's so much going on. Even with, you know, we had an article on yesterday as well. Another brother killed his brother. I think they was young,
Well, I know one was 17.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember how old the other one was.
So I'm like, I think 12 or 14 or something like that. I know he's very, very young, you know. I mean, it's just so much that we need to be, you know, addressing here. And we're wasting time. We're wasting time with conferences and, you know, and people still coming out the same way they were before they went in, if not worse. You know,
right.
It's so sad, you know. We supposed to be preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus on his way back. You know, and like I was saying earlier, you know, we got people that our youth, we're losing our youth to suicide, and they don't know where to turn. When they look at the church, it's just like the world. So they don't know where to run. Where can I get the answer?
The church is so busy reaching out to the world. I was thinking about the song by Martha Minnizzi, "We're Coming Out Gold," and how at the end of the song she starts singing, "I'm coming out." And with people, and the churches everywhere singing the song, because, you know, it was the song, and they still sing it. But I did my research on that song, and it was written by these two guys that were a member of this group. And how they got the idea of the song, they went to a gay bar. And there were these two men came in the bathroom dressed in drag, looking like Diana Ross. and he was talking about how they were so bold about their homosexuality. So when he wrote that song for her, it was about homosexuals coming out of the closet and living their gay lifestyle freely. So that song is actually like an anthem to the homosexual world. And so you would put that in a gospel song, in a praise and worship song, and everybody all over the world were singing it, not realizing how tainted it was.
That is so sad. It's so sad.
It
people
is.
Don't do their research, you know?
People just follow the crowd, and you can't follow the crowd.
Right. Right.
I pray that the body of Christ would just really have discernment. I mean, we're going to come across some things that we're not educated about, but the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, will put that little something in your stomach to let you know something about this is not God. And we really need to have more discernment. We need to have more word. We need to really spend time in the Word of God, knowing what it says. And we've got to have discernment.
Yes, God.
Because things are just, they're finding ways to mix and mingle everything, and it's getting to the point where it's hard to even see the lines anymore, you know. So we have to stay close to God. You know, we living in the last days, and I believe that the true church will be raptured out of here before the tribulation. I could be wrong. That's just from my studies is what I come away with. Yeah, but I believe that even before the rapture, we're going to experience. I mean, even when you look at the world now, it's hard living in this world with the wickedness that we're encountering. And you have to have a close relationship with God to just make it every day through the day now. Can you imagine what this world will be like in 10 years?
That's true. That's
you know, and if you don't have the strength of God's word to get you through these hard times, to help you I remember when I used to get frustrated, Lord, you know, I don't have enough money to do this, and I don't have enough money to do that, and I would think, well, you know, I need to stop complaining, but why isn't God hearing me? I'm trying to change my attitude. And he's like, it's not just your attitude you need to change. What you need to do is say, okay, I have everything that I need because I promised I would supply those things. So you're upset because you don't have the extra, but your attitude should be, thank you for what I have, and stop complaining about what you don't have. And it took
all
me
right.
a while to really grasp that, but it's word. It's the word of God. It, you know, Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And you know, without that word, if we didn't have the word of God to see the story of Job, how could we adjust to when our attitude is wrong about stuff? It's easy to say, well, you should have a better attitude. But I can go to the word of God to see, well, he made this promise that he would supply all of my needs. So what am I complaining about? Because I can't go to Burger King 3 times a week, which I shouldn't be doing anyway? You know, and just learning how to go back to the word of God. Because I literally was praying. I said, Lord, help me with my attitude. He said, I already did. I gave you my word. Go to my word to see what your attitude should be about things. You know, Paul said, I've learned how to live with and I've learned how to live without. You know, I've learned how to be rich. I've learned how to be poor. I've learned how to have much and how to have less. And we have to really learn how to have that attitude about things. But we are so engrossed with, I want the big old 4-bedroom home. I want to drive the Lexus. I want to have these things and I want to have that. Wherefore, if God puts you in a house that's only worth $50,000, he still supplied a roof over your head. He's not obligated to give us all. And we preach about abundant life, but sometimes abundant life is the fact that you have the capacity in your mind to read his word and understand it.
Right.
You know, you've got people out there that need help with that, but the fact that we have the Word of God, and I agree with you all about, you know, the King James version. It's untainted, and I want to get the 16. I can't remember the year. I've got it written down. The what they call the original manuscript.
Okay.
But you know, we really have to begin to see things from God's point of view and not from the point of view that we've grown accustomed to. We've grown accustomed to living in this world, but we're called to walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is learning how to think the way that God thinks. We know his mind is higher than, you know, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, his ways are higher than our ways, but we still have to try to gravitate toward his way of seeing things. And you can't do that without the Word of God.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But I just wanted to call in and tell you thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your truth. And I just love your, you are just on fire for God. And I just really love that about you and your ministry. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you for today.
And thank you for listening. And I'll be talking to you real, real soon. God bless you.
Okay.
Love you.
God bless you. Love you too.